Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
TheBeatenFavorite.com, Nicholas Ashman, hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Morning, Jules. How are you, boys?
I am well. Track update, well, how do you think Sydney will play, first of all? Everyone got it wrong last week. We didn't expect it to be as sticky as it was.
No, look, I think it still played similar to how we expected it. It was ridiculously soft. I mean, 15 millimetres of irrigation and only 6 mil of rainfall, and we end up in a soft 6. So you can understand why a few people were filthy, I reckon. We've been told inside lanes around the Bend are okay, but then possibly slightly inferior in the straight. Look for horses that can cut the corner and then get 2 to 3 horses at least off the rail in the home straight. So that's what we've been told. Yeah.
And the only bloke that was unhappy, wasn't unhappy, and give me a spell, is Chris Waller. Please,
Well, to be fair to Chris, though, he's got nothing to do with the watering of the track. And the other thing is, if you had to say who's going to benefit out of any situation, it's probably going to be Chris because he's got more horses than anyone in Sydney, and he's got the best cattle as well. But certainly Zugotcha, she's 1 from 5 on dry tracks, and I think she's now 6 from 9 on wet tracks. So she certainly was dealt a good hand there.
How do we back a winner there? Where do we start at Rose Hill, mate? Do you have anything for us?
I think always my favourite, and Jules and I have spoken about this a lot over the years, is Group 1 handicaps just have a special ring to them for mine. So I want to start with the Galaxy. It's a race with a good history behind it. Ken Private Eye overcome a wide gate. Nash was pretty quiet on him last time out. Much talked about that ride. He'd be looking to execute a more positive ride on Saturday. But what's interesting about the Galaxy is that 3 horses over the last 20 years, guys, have come out of the Oakley Plate and been unplaced and then come to Sydney and won the Galaxy. Typhoon Zed 2008, Griante 2016, and then Nature Strip himself in 2019 with J-Mac in the saddle, all unplaced in the Oakley Plate and then came out and won the Galaxy. We've got 3 horses this year, Kalos, Espura and King's Gambit. And I wanted to bring Julesy in here because, mate, you and I spoke on the phone going into the Oakley Plate. You're pretty keen on King's Gambit. Not everything went his way. What did you make of the run, though?
I thought it was plain. Like, I thought he was there to presented to win that race, to be honest, Nick. And he was really well supported. Like, that, there was a bit of a crush for him in that last sort of 2 or 3 minutes. So, I don't know what to make of him. I know they've gone back to the trials or jump outs with him and... Yeah, it sets up pretty well again for him, but I just don't know where he's at. I just don't know if he's bringing it to the races.
Paul Snowden said there was excuses there the other day.
Maybe they've got excuses behind the scenes, but from what I could see, how the race was won, when he was presented by Jamie, I thought it was disappointing.
I think he's a pretender.
Yeah. And look, the one thing I wanted to mention, guys, is that he burst onto the scene with that big win on Caulfield Guineas Day a couple of years ago. It was a soft 6 track that day. It might have been a fraction on the better side of a soft 6, but there had a bit of give in it. I just wonder if maybe he's a horse that needs some cut in the ground and maybe he's a week too late for Rose Hill.
Maybe. He should get a nice run there tomorrow. I don't know. I couldn't have him.
It's a tough race.
No.
It's a really tough race. So there's a few that sort of fit the bill, like down in the way. It's ready to explode. I found it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
More chance of winning our local Chook raffle tonight.
We'll be in it.
I thought looking at the trial sort of data, the times within trials to try and get a gauge of them, it's always fraught with danger. But Uncommon James, his trial data from some guys that I rely on have said that he's come back in career best form. They reckon that trial up at Doomin over 1,000 metres early in or midway through February was lightning. You've got to remember, first up last campaign, he took on Imperatrix at the Valley over 1,000 metres. He didn't look comfortable at the Valley either, and he had 2 of his 3 runs there last prep, placed both times behind Imperatrix. What price does she go around in a race like this if she was carrying 57.5 kilos, given her SP in the Newmarket handicap recently? So he's, for mine, I think from barrier one, the 1,100-metre start point, guys, at Rose Hill is probably the worst start point for a wide barrier out of any start point across the four metro tracks here in Sydney. They dead set got about 200 metres, 150 metres, and they start going into a pretty much a hairpin turn into the home straight. The chute for the 1,200-metre races or less at Rose Hill is on the inside part of the track. So barrier one, he's not going to do an ounce of work. He will need luck to get out at the right time. But if he gets a Damien Lane aboard, I think he's the one that you want to be on around 10 bucks each way.
What price do you think Storm Boy starts? And are you backing him in the slipper?
Yeah, I've already backed him. I think you'll get 250. You might get 260 on the day. Just looking at where he's trending, they, you know, just being a golden slipper. But his rating, and Jules will probably echo this sentiment, his rating in the Magic Millions was just off the chart.
Just on that, and Nick, I'd sorry to interrupt. Just on that, yeah. It's a new track, the Gold Coast, and there's been all sorts of problems since then. And it was data that we've only seen for nearly the very first time. Can we get confused a little bit with that data, or is that just you got to take that particular performance on trust?
Well, I think what you've got to ask yourself, Gareth, is are the bookmakers going to not take it on trust? Are the bookmakers going to say that's garbage data, it's a new track? Because to answer your question, what price does he get to, really you've got to ask yourself, what are the bookmakers prepared to risk against that, the benchmarks or the data out of Gold Coast tracks? That's going to give you your answer. The bottom line is even outside of that, he kid to them last start. Go and have a look at the last 200 metres. He doesn't get shaken up until about 200 metres out. The male around town, if you talk to any jockeys that ride for Waterhouse and Bodies, that he's the one they've got to beat by a country mile. And I tend to think from barrier two, you'll get the cozy running behind. Go and have a look. Nine of the last 30 slipper winners have drawn barrier one. It's a great spot. Again, the shoot start on the inside part of the track. You want to save ground. I will say this about a couple of his stable mates. Straight Charge tried to lead on a day where no leader led and won. The late splits out of that Todman Stakes were a bit ordinary, to be fair, but he did do a power of work. He was taken on in front and did set it up for Switzerland to swoop. And then also Lady of Camelot. Just looking at the early speed figures, which I find particularly resourceful in these big two-year-old races, you want to look for a horse that can absorb the pressure. Plenty of horses lead in the lead-up runs. They sit on pace, but they're not run at a fast tempo. So when they get to these big grand finals and the pace increases by quarter to half a second per furlong to the first 600 metres, they just get busted up. They get to the home turn, they're gasping. But the two horses that have shown, Storm Boy was recording an average of 11.2 seconds per furlong for the first 600 metres of the Magic Millions. And Lady Camelot did 11.3, I think, for the first 600 metres of a start more recently. So those are the two horses for mine that can absorb the pressure early in a golden slipper and still finish off. And the one specky that I would suggest you have something in your trifectas and first fours is number 12, Prost. He's got what I call flat sectionals. The sectionals that doesn't have that zippy turn of foot that can keep up and slowly run 1,200-metre races or even races over of any shape over distances less than 1,200. He got to 1,200 for the first time. I did a bit of work for people who own him. Got to 1,200 the first time last time in that Storm Boy race, but it just wasn't a proper race. They just jogged to the corner and sprinted home. Didn't suit him. I think he'll be the big improver in the fast run 1,200 metres on Saturday.
Any other horses that we should be backing across the two meetings at the Valley and Rose Hill before we let you go? Because I know you're a busy man.
Yeah, that's okay. No, it's okay. I actually don't have to go at 9:30 today, but I'm sure you've got a news update to do. Look, Riff Rocket, obviously all eyes on him in the Rose Hill Guineas. And then if he wins that, does he go to the Derby or does he come back to something else?
I think he's a Derby horse. I think they got away with it there in the VRC Derby. I don't think he's got him down as a stayer.
No, and I think he's probably more the Doncaster horse because Militarize, if he was to go to a Doncaster, he'd have to give, I think, 5 kilos to Celestial Legend, who beat him fair and square last start in the Randwick Guineas. Whereas Riff Rocket maybe just gets in slightly better at the weights there and might be the one that can turn the tables or, you know, beat Celestial Legend. All eyes on Via Sistina as well in the Rambert Stakes. She's this mare that's had 4 runs at Group 1 level over in Europe and hasn't missed a place. J-Mac rides for Wallace. She's around that 380-390 mark. Obviously, Think It Over is your favourite. The one I thought could give a bit of cheek on top of the speed is Military Mission. Outside of that, guys, the only other race to probably talk about is the George Ryder. I think it's got his work cut out for him. He's obviously had that issue this week. Wide gate, first go 1,500 metres. I couldn't back him, but he's a very good horse. I liked Amenable in the race. I thought his second up form doesn't look good on paper. Three starts for only one third. Second up last preparation, he was beaten two lengths by Mr. Brightside and I Wish I Win in the Group 1 Menzies Stakes over 1,400 metres. He copped a bit of a check at the top of the straight, couldn't get a clear crack at them, and I reckon that's the right form for a race like this.
Love it. We had a chat to Mick Price. He was very bullish about the horse's chances. It was $26 when we had a chat to
Price
him.
Is gone.
Well, he's under, yeah, the price is gone. Yes. That's very good from you, Jules.
But the other one to mention is that down at Moonee Valley, of course, you've got the William Reid, and obviously Imperatrix was the horse to beat.
What price? She has had that issue. What price Imperatrix? Will she start? I'll go to you here, Jules, first of all.
Marked her $1.80. I think she starts maybe even a bit shorter than that, possibly. Okay. What do you reckon, Nicka?
Yeah. I think Jules is probably right, because the big data players that control these markets don't really factor in bet information. And so we know that she had that small issue coming out of the Newmarket handicap, but the databases that control our markets don't. So I think Jules is probably right, but I couldn't possibly back her. I thought Bella Nipotina is doing the reverse of what she did a couple of springs ago, where she had two runs at Moonee Valley where she was awesome. Then she went to the Flemington Straight where she got beaten. This time she's had two runs down the Flemington Straight. She's probably one of the better Moonee Valley horses going around. Obviously, Imperatrix is the best. She's 4 from 4 there. But go and have a look at Bella Nipotina's record. She's finished in the Quinella, I think, in 8 of the 9 runs at Moonee Valley. And she's around that sort of $7 mark. She's an each-way bet for mine in the race to nothing.
Love it, Nicholas. It's going to be a fill-up tomorrow, thebeatenfavourite.com. We can catch all of your work. Head to that website, track updates. You've been on fire, the hamburger and the lot with some egg as well, they tell me.
A little bit of pineapple for you boys. Oh, beautiful. I know you like the fruity stuff.
Beautiful. Thanks, brother.
See you, mate.